Podleadum.
Top motto.
All the cycles. Lead, 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 lead.
Not backwards.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Podleadum, Podleadum.
Well, hi, and welcome to Podleadum. Let's talk about a podcast spelled backwards, of course.
What?
I'm Alexander Price, and do you see something brilliant and wonderful about yourself that we can, that you can bring through the essence of you?
I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and I'm scared somebody's going to womp-womp us.
And I'm Jada B. Crump, and Pat is really trying to get us to embody our personalities.
And we're, of course, talking about Cycle 14, Episode 8, Big Hair Day.
Boo. Boo, bad title. Boo.
Or, as I will always refer to it, the girl who has to take the stairs.
That's
a perfect title.
That's a real one. That is what this would have been called.
Thank you.
Great. Oh, man. Anchor.fm. Did you hear that? One more time. It's anchor.fm.
It's echoing down the stairwell.
Whoa. Anchor.fm/podleadum is where you can become a sponsor of the podcast, just like our new sponsor, Susan.
Ooh.
Thank you so much. Hannah was just talking about how much she loves the name Susan.
I do love the name Susan. We don't hear it enough anymore.
Yes, it's a good. And I said, I love a Susie. Can you imagine? All the iterations of Susan, real top tier name. So you can be just like Susan and go to anchor.fm/podleadum. Also, we have, and you can click it down below. Alexandra's giving me the pointy down, which I assume means click it, not that like there's something in your lap. Okay, great. Oh, stretch it out. Got it. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish y'all could see all the hand signals. We also had a real fun thing happen, so I want to give a shout out to someone named after someone in this cycle, a Jessica, who gifted us, a Smize Cream gift card and wrote, "Happy Holidays. Hey, Boo." Absolute perfection, Jessica. Oh. And apparently that's something you can do. And I will say this, Jessica, because we were debating whether or not we would do a part four. And you know what you just produced into existence? We're going to have to now. So you can also do that. Apparently that's something you can do on Goldbelly, which is where Smize Cream lives now. So thank you to Susan.
For now.
Thank you to Jessica. Yeah. Well, by the time we record the episode, the day it drops, it'll be like
Goldbelly is gone under.
Every brand dropped from Goldbelly. Oh, yeah. Is there previously on?
Casually. This is the most casual yet. Brenda was struggling and failing to inspire the judges, so we sent her home.
They did not.
Uh-huh. And then...
That's almost mean.
Who in the heck do you think's going to be eliminated tonight?
Who in tarnation?
Well, golly gee.
Tyra's almost starting this, like, tight five in her opening.
Was there some sort of critique that she got about the way she was doing previously on?
Look, when we reminisce about the last episode, we need you to be relatable.
Who the heck?
I just can't believe that's Brenda's legacy is going to be like, she was struggling, so we sent her home.
We gave her a haircut and sent her home.
Sally tried to save her, we sent her home.
Okay.
Angelie does Alexander's work for him.
Yeah.
By reading the full sentence of her digital art.
Well, before we get to digital art, I do have to agree. When Angelie comes in and says, "You're excused, you bitches," I also, and someone said, "What does that mean?"
I think it was Krista giving her shit.
Oh, okay. Because it was like, what? What are they excused for?
They're excused from the elevator.
Oh.
You can leave.
Oh, you're excused. I assumed it was something like, "Excuse me, you're excused."
Oh, no, I thought it was, you're excused, you can go.
Got it.
I just think it's objectively funny that Angelie's least favorite thing in the world is fake confidence, and also Angelie's favorite thing is performative arrogance.
What a thin line that is.
What a complicated person.
She would be the only person ever on a reality show to be like, "I'm not confident, I'm arrogant."
Okay, let's talk about, and I wonder if, because I'd love to hear y'all's opinion on this. Mm. This house is obsessed, especially Krista, but all of them, with getting number one photo.
Because they're all crazy for firsties.
And, well, this season, you actually, it means something.
You get something. And I wonder if, for once, Top Model has actually made an improvement, right?
This
challenge thing is actually, because I've kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. It also just means you get free shit.
Yeah.
And because most of the
prizes have been tangible this season.
Well, now they have to be.
But yes, Anjali comes in, reads her digital art.
Though she does not attribute magical tude to
she
Andre.
Sure doesn't. Unbelievably strong, magical tude, chemistry, and flow.
Is it magical tude instead of magitude?
Magical
it's
tude.
Magical tude.
What?
But I understand why you'd be questioning, since it is written in a bubble white font on top of a white background and almost literally impossible to read.
Oh god, I feel like they left this in or had Anjali be like, can you, the producer, like, Anjali, can you go read them, because no one's going to be able to read this.
Yeah,
Raina has a fully psychotic reading face. Her face when she's reading is strange. And also, her eyes don't move across the page.
She is not reading.
Not reading.
She is holding a book open.
No, it's the. I think it's the note from Brenda, because we saw Brenda writing a lot of notes.
Oh, she didn't have time to read that. That went straight in the trash. She's like, I'm doing it for the camera.
It was nice to see Raina erase all of Brenda's feelings about leaving by saying she's probably glad because she doesn't have people. Rude people being mean to her all the time.
It feels like maybe Raina wanted to get in on that, being rude to Brenda.
It's just gross from both sides. Like, oh, Raina, do you hate everyone?
I wish Jessica or someone else had been like, well, I think she probably wanted to win. No, she wanted to leave the house.
She's in a better place.
She's upstate.
She's on a farm upstate. Running free with the rest of the contestants.
Bad news for Alexandra. The show remembered her.
Yep.
And we get the dark side of her competitiveness, because she doesn't understand how she hasn't won anything yet. How could it be? She's so competitive.
And we also understand why we might not have seen much of her in last episode too, because Alexandra, when she is defeated, just becomes
silent.
Nothing.
Yeah. Limp.
Krista and Anjali do a fun do-si-do.
Yes, they do, in every single room of the apartment. Yep.
They just go around doing a fun do-si-do. And Raina describes
it. It's so dorky. It's the right amount of fun for me.
Yeah, Raina describes it, though, as their I'm better than everyone dance, which is putting a lot on that dance that just seemed like they were having fun.
I love them. I love their friendship. They clearly love each other. And yes, they are having fun. Imagine.
And I also love that Krista and Anjali are okay with talking about the fact that Krista hasn't gotten a number one photo, where she's like, I'm happy for you. Don't get me wrong. But damn,
what's someone got to do? When's it Krista's turn?
I loved it. I loved it so much, because that is Krista's thing this episode. Y'all, Krista is number one photo. She can literally win other things. And she's like, cool, great. $1 million. Who cares? I want that number one photo. The week. Congratulations that Jessica and Raina give to Alaysia. That was also confusing to me at first, because I didn't understand what they were congratulating her for. And I realized it was surviving the bottom two.
Look, we're sad because our good friend went home, but you're still here. What? Once again, leave Alaysia alone.
Jessica's very pointed. You know, we have to respect what the judges say, because everyone who's here deserves to be here.
Which also implies she also thought Brenda should have gone home.
That's the thing. That's, again, the line, the slightest difference. And I'm not saying one's better than the other, but the slightest difference between Raina and Jessica is, I think Raina has some caring for Brenda. I think Jessica was like, I don't care about Brenda. I just care about... But you know what? Alaysia does the correct thing, in my opinion, and just ignores them.
Yep.
Yes.
To your point, JW, I feel like Raina also says she's going to last longer than Jessica. Because yeah. What is she going to do when Jessica goes home?
Fully accepting. I am fully accepting that I might be giving way too much credit to Jessica. But Raina, to me, is becoming more villainous by the minute.
Yeah. I was sincere when I asked if she hated everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a heel turn Raina has taken.
Unexpected.
And listeners, I hear you. How mm-hmm. can they like Raina? How can they like Jessica? We're watching these as we go. We don't know what happens in the next episode.
Much like Alaysia, we are on a journey of discovery of ourselves. and I've discovered that Raina may be evil.
Sucks.
And I have learned that when I do revisionist history later, I'm going to say that my model basic was Simone.
Ooh, Simone. We love Simone.
Hey, you planted that seed early enough that it is legitimate.
Sometimes, y'all, you got to plant two model basic seeds because one's going to grow into a tree. The other will not.
An evil, evil tree. Classy. It's the classy tree.
The meanest of all trees, the classy tree.
Unfortunately for Ansley, the show has also remembered her because she has more things to tell us about being a mom.
Ansley.
She has no time for Alexandra.
This is a weird scene, though, because it's literally Ansley telling us Alexandra's storyline, but then also telling the audience that she cannot be bothered with Alexandra's storyline.
Here's what's going on. You don't need to care about this. Ansley says that Alexandra looks lost and defeated, but Ansley doesn't have that luxury because she's a mom. I'm going to tell you right now. There are days, and I haven't had a kid for that long, where the defeat is real.
And also, I'm going to tell y'all, there's been several days where Hannah's like, I lost that baby.
Where is the baby?
Where are they?
Do you guys have my baby?
I feel comfortable
baby?
Sharing it with you guys, but where's the baby?
I'm sorry. We need to get to the star of this episode.
So all the women are casually just standing, waiting in the kitchen.
The star of this episode is not Whitney Port or Pat Cleveland, who don't even rate a ding-dong Tyra Mail like Tinsley Mortimer's assistant. However, we get a close-up on Pat Cleveland, and her eye makeup is one of the most insane things I have ever seen on this show.
I'm so glad you're on this boat with me, Hannah, because
it is pink, the brows are thin, and all the way surprised, and she has the longest, most spidery fake eyelashes we've ever seen on the show.
I did not recognize Pat Cleveland when she came in. Because also, was she this soft-spoken before? Now that Anne has left the chat, Pat Cleveland is going to whisper to the girls.
I wonder if for once we're finally seeing someone on this show who got lash blasted. I'm going to say it. I don't know a lot about her, but I have seen her on a couple of things. I like Whitney Port, and I feel like she comes out pretty unscathed in this episode.
Okay. So I know, normally, Alexandra is our research queen.
Sure.
But I was refamiliarizing myself with Whitney Port, star of, as Pat Cleveland puts it, MTV's The City.
The City.
The one.
And y'all, Whitney Port was a judge on one season of a television show that I had never heard of. And that show was called Genuine Ken, Search for the Great American Boyfriend.
That's not even the show I found.
It was one season long. It ran exclusively on Hulu. It is no longer on Hulu.
Ew.
Because I checked.
Of course.
I could only find a description of it on Common Sense Media. And I have to read you about this because...
Please. I'm here. I want it.
What's the story? Genuine Ken touts itself as the search for the great American boyfriend, but it's really a reality contest to see which of the 8 male contestants between the ages of 21 and 30 has the same qualities that make Ken, Barbie's best-selling boyfriend, so great.
Huh.
Hosted by reality star Whitney Port and featuring a variety of guest judges, including Mattel's director of Barbie marketing, Lauren Bruksch, the series puts men through boyfriend-like challenges, including cooking, decorating, and entertaining. The digital series airs exclusively on Hulu, and the winner gets bragging rights to the title, but no other apparent prize.
Absolutely. What? They don't even get, like, a Ken doll modeled after them? That you'd think that would be the prize.
Not according to this.
So many questions that were immediately answered by you, because I was like, well, this branded, and then you said yes.
Mattel isn't at all shy about using this oddly creepy reality contest to bring the Barbie Ken brand to an even wider audience. After all, there's no apology buried in the promotional press release that states, the series leverages the popularity ignited by the appearance of Ken in Disney Pixar's Toy Story 3 and invites consumers to experience the Barbie brand in a whole new way through the development of original and engaging content.
But Ken in Toy Story was very canonically homosexual, because this is giving the challenge. The boyfriend challenges were like, my friend who is a boy, not boyfriend.
And just some more editorializing from Common Sense Media. A lot of times, a show that sounds this ridiculous from the get-go at least has some inherent entertainment value, a so bad it's good utility that could at least earn its status as a guilty pleasure. But between the show's use of a tilt-shift camera technique, which miniaturizes backgrounds to imply that you are in fact in a Barbie and Ken world, to its obvious attempts to equate host Whitney Port with Barbie herself, genuine Ken can't even achieve that, y'all.
If you have this show, you need to send us a Google Drive link.
It aired on Hulu in 2011.
Which is kind of recent.
It is kind of recent. And I like, they apparently scrubbed it because I did check. But if someone has access to this insane sounding show.
What's also funny is that Whitney Port was also, and I think maybe me and Alexander were gonna was thinking this.
Yeah.
She also was a judge for one season on another Top Model franchise. She was a judge for one cycle of Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model.
In 2012. Also seems more recent.
Genuine Ken.
I'm not saying you didn't
can you
find
in?
The...
Can you in?
Can you in?
It's the can you in.
What? So dumb, Alexander. I can't believe that for a while we were just letting Whitney Port judge anything. Like countries I don't think she's from. She no! just is Barbie, apparently.
I was so excited to find out about this, the existence of this, like any length of time. A clip, 2 minutes, please send it our way, because I want to experience it.
Also, her collection is called Whitney Eve, which I found out later is her middle name.
Yeah.
But makes it seem like a Hallmark movie.
Absolutely.
She is still designing, though. In 2021,
yeah.
Whitney Port is still successful, so good for her. And I do think she comes off pretty well in this.
Yeah, movie. I think so too.
I like her. Yeah. She was not expecting the scream though when she was like, "And you'll be wearing my," just like holding Pat for dear
they're
life.
Nice. They're nice dresses.
Pat makes it seem like we're gonna learn about you by expressing what's inside and bringing it out. And then latching on to it in a strange way that we shouldn't have done.
You can't give Pat Cleveland a noun. Because she hears Krista say bold. And she's like, right, bold. That's what I need to see tonight. And you're just like, what do you want Krista to do? I don't understand, Pat.
I just think it's great that Pat won't give the adjectives. And makes these contestants dig their own graves.
Because Jessica says she feels like royalty in this bustier with black lace accoutrement.
Classy and elegant.
What's that SNL sketch, classy something elegantness, where they misspell elegance? It's a good sketch. Alexandra is surprised by Pat because Alexandra seems surprised that someone can be happy.
This is how I feel. It's like a bird just getting ready to take off.
Me?
And when they said, okay, when they said, don't worry, girls, we brought a glam squad to come help you. Look the most terrible and cheap they have ever looked.
Was the name of this glam squad Tubos? Because every single girl got two tiny bows on the side of her head.
Pat got made up by two bows.
Not one bow. You're going to get two bows. Not three bows. That's too many bows.
Where and are they? Right next to each other.
And while Whitney Port ended up looking pretty good as a person, I don't think Whitney Port looked that great as a designer when we see what these women have to wear. This V Junior look.
I just wonder if Whitney truly knew where her designs are going to be showcased and in what manner, because it seemed off-brand for the idea of her brand.
Pat knew. That's why her makeup looks the way it does.
True. That's actually very true.
Yeah.
Because we head to Lucky Chang's.
Or as they call it, this bar.
And here's the thing, y'all. I had my bachelorette party at a Lucky Chang's. Not the one they go to. Pretty sure it was they were not at the one in Alphabet City, which is where I went.
Yeah.
And I will say, my fake eyelashes that night were not unlike the lashes that Pat Cleveland was sporting.
Yeah, I think that Paulina, Princess of Power, maybe put on Pat Cleveland's makeup today. Let me give a quick history of Lucky Chang's, because it's actually pretty fascinating. When they started, it was started by this straight woman who wanted to make, like, a drag restaurant. Sure. And they actually did serve Chinese food originally. It very much became like bar food later. They have had 5 different locations. They also employed a lot of trans youths of color. Like, that was their whole thing, of just like giving them employment when maybe they wouldn't necessarily have had employment at that time.
Nice.
The one sticky situation is they kind of veered into the like gay people, queer people on display. Of like, this was for straight people, and it really wasn't for gay people.
As if they were on some sort of safari.
Yeah.
To like, look at the queer people.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, though. Like, part of me thinks that at least the space, if it was designed to be that way, at least the performers knew that what they were getting into, and it wasn't a bunch of straights invading what should be a queer space.
Yes. It was very that. It was very... Is it Starlight Diner or whatever, where they have the
Ellen Stardust Diner?
Yeah. It had that vibe, right? Because the drag queens waited tables and then would be like, oh, hold on, I have a number, and then they'd perform. But like, literally, the list of New York City drag queens that have worked at Lucky Chang's at one time is like the names you know.
And well, as we'll see in this episode.
Well, yeah. And fun fact, Paulina, Princess of Power, still works there to this day.
Oh, cool. I'll tell you what I remember from my bachelorette party there. Bowls of drinks. Like,
called orgies?
Yeah. Lit on fire. Competing in an orgasm sounds contest, which I won.
Of course.
And getting my tarot read by a drag queen.
Perfect.
It was a good party.
And I'm sure you were respectful in a way that bachelorette parties are not.
Oh, yes, we were. Absolutely.
I do love that this all means that Jessica's story arc from the audition episode gets a conclusion. And I
don't think it does. I don't think it does, actually.
I don't know if she knows that one thing equals the other thing.
No, because she seems to think this is a comedy act.
Well, hold up.
By bulkier women.
I wish they had sepia toned back to that audition episode.
Yes.
we could see her, because sure, it's the comedy act thing when she's like, I was afraid they were going to have us go in there and do a comedy act. That's more of the Jessica not understanding what's about to happen ever. Just like the, are we going to go and be around snakes? Yeah.
I just also don't know if Jessica understood that these were drag artists. This is just like fun in the way that was it Genie?
But no one ever explained it to her.
True. Yeah,
they said big hair and makeup. Did. Except Raina being in the background going, yee.
Yeah, I wish we'd just cut to Raina looking at Jessica and eyebrows pumping, like,
But in struts
Peppermint.
As Tyra.
The loosest Tyra impression.
But you know who's having the most fun here? Krista.
This is Krista's episode, which means it's just fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, the choreo that occurs is quite...
Step, step, turn, step, side, side, step, turn.
And then it's kind of funny because it's intercut with Ansley giving a pretty good take on a normal day of, I don't care who you are, you can't compete with a drag queen. But then they cut to them doing this, the simplest dance. And I'm like, I don't know, Ansley, I feel like you could probably compete with that.
And then Miss J, Queen of Challenges, gets invited to the stage and tells them that they are the stars of this evening's challenge. And it really makes you wonder, are there challenges every night at Lucky Chang's?
You said there were.
True. Very true. I don't know if they phrase it that way, but you're right. There was a competition.
We have a new, because Brenda's left, we have a new America's Next Top Model historian, and that's Alexandra. Firsties. I was the first to fall off a stage. Well, now you're walking on the floor, Alexandra. You can't fall off this stage.
When they roll out the runway and they use a broom to let it unfurl.
Hey, you know what? I don't want to be bending over to put something down either.
It's just that it's a broom. It's great. This is all about personality walk. Personality. And just as a reminder, top model fans, there is one acceptable personality.
A wink at the end.
You do feel... Yes, a yawning.
Yeah, a fresh personality yawning.
It does make you feel bad for the people like Ansley, who have a very good handle on their personalities and perform them to complete silence.
Because she does, it's skipping ahead, but she does later say, like, I was my personality, stern, controlled. And you're just like, I guess that is true.
Jessica, strong choice, wrong choices. After the Tyra hair shake, she does a hand pose. She's picking something from the air.
Yoink.
And Alexandra's walk is dreadful.
Oh, no, buddy.
Also, I'm going to say this. Alasia's walk was so crooked. She was about to walk right into that audience.
She needed the level change. Otherwise,
yeah.
But because she's having her best night, Krista serves without gimmicks. And I'm even including the turn was not a gimmick.
She performs a panel challenge
from
back when they used to give panel challenges perfectly. Flawless.
Raina comes in and says, I'm having fun because that's my personality. Having fun. And I also love the Jessica quote of, even though Krista and I don't click all the time because she's a little bossy, golly dang, she was owning it.
Welcome to the stage, golly dang.
Also, hold up. I want this subplot of Krista's bossy?
Mom energy. Mom energy without being mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's Krista's energy. It's so funny to me when Top Model keeps in something in the edit that we have yet to see any evidence of.
I would also maybe make the stand that Jessica has coded all her language and bossy means speaks her mind.
Oh, is bossy the opposite of classy?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Like this applause-o-meter, we have bossy to classy.
Speaking of coded
the
language.
Major fierce meter.
Why is major the middle?
DMF. And we get when watching meter run up and down, we get my favorite thing that Anjali does, which is when she acts out her own metaphors. And when talking about how Ansley gets complete silence, she goes, crickets, chirp, chirp.
She knows what crickets sound like.
I love it.
There was something, maybe I'm alone in this because I have to look at levels all fucking day. There was something too real about the sound levels of this meter that... did not fit
they tried
the stupidness
so hard.
Of it.
They tried too hard with this meter to make
too
it
accurate.
I need a classic, like, hand.
Yeah.
Not two sound bars. Like, we're measuring decibel levels.
I would have accepted a thermometer that burst when Krista did hers.
When Jessica receives her reaction, captions crunches, light cheering. Devastating. And Alexandra reminds us that every time she does anything, she does it with her whole self. And I say, maybe do it with less.
Less. We have both the most obvious winner and the worst prize so far because Krista,
well, I just wish
wins.
We had seen it.
Well, we do. Maybe she just gets the other girl's ugly outfits, like the one Ansley's that makes her look like she's hunched over for some reason.
Ansley loves a cape jacket thing. Ooh. She always finds it.
Well, so Krista wins, obviously, and gets a, quote, specifically designed piece from Whitney, but also 5 other pieces from the collection. And then because Angelique got top photo, she gets just the 5 other pieces.
The
and
same
it's
5?
Interesting to say 5 pieces instead of outfits, because are we getting accessories?
Like, is the tiara and wand included in the
I literally
piece?
Was like,
no, that's
loved.
From Lucky Chang's.
And yet, Krista could not care less. She wants number 1 photo. She all but threw that tiara back in that drag queen's face and said, oh, I'm sorry, this isn't another 1 photo. Ka-chow!
Back at the house, Ansley is doing our work for us when she's just like, Ansley is Ansley. If you're not 134% Ansley, you're 143% fake.
And see, this is a scene that, this is why I like Angelique, among other things. But I
agree with what you're about to say.
Yes.
Angelique can see objective good things that even though Jessica is not her favorite person, she's like, oh, that little thing right there with the hair, that was cute. I mean, that was cute. That was
it
good.
Was cute.
And then Ansley is the kind of person who, if she dislikes someone or is just not feeling good,
they don't get to have anything.
They don't get to have anything. And that's what I like about, and it's kind of like that bonus clip I talked about in the last episode. Like, Angelique can see when something's good. Like, we've seen
objective.
Her do that several times throughout the cycle. Like, Angelique knows what good modeling is.
Yes.
And I appreciate
and respects
that she,
it. I really, like, yeah. respects it above all other things, I would say. Because she really is here for a modeling competition.
Yeah. She's just like, I hate Jessica. She walked, that hair thing was cute. Mm-hmm. And was the brief. Does she do it all the time? Yes. But, like, who cares?
Strong choice, right choice, though.
So, the Tyra screen says, to number Morrow could be, not the letter B.
B-E, you're right, I wrote it down.
A hairy situation.
Alexandra, ew. Jessica, oh my gosh.
Hair? Jessica's never seen such a thing.
Brenda's not here. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if Brenda was still here and they're like, we're just going to put hair on you. It's your hair. We got your hair and kept it.
In fact, Brenda, everyone gets to wear your hair.
We get the classic time stamps of 7:51 a.m. when Alaysia is brushing her hair.
Just primping.
And saying, and we hear, you have 4 minutes. And because Alaysia has decided to drone everyone out and hasn't invested in an alarm clock, 7:55, everyone gets in the elevator.
And this is when everyone is in, like, this is what bonds everyone except for Alaysia. Because Angelique is like, I'm not waiting for her. I'm sorry. You're late.
I think it happens almost every time.
And I couldn't tell later, but I think Krista's the one who just says, you're an idiot.
I think it is.
I couldn't tell who it was either.
There was something going on with this elevator because Alaysia presses the button.
Production shuts it off. Yeah. They shut it off.
And then Alaysia has to take, she's banging on the door, which is important for later. She's knocking on the door, which when she just did the little knock, I was like, you know, it's not a door, right?
Who knows what Alaysia knows?
And then she apologizes because she has to take the stairs.
Goes to get her wallet in case she has to take the bus.
Which smart, because I wouldn't expect that limo to be still downstairs.
Well, neither did the fellow contestants who were
pissed.
They should have left. Should have left.
And then, yes, I think it is Krista who says, what an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Straight to her face.
Tired mom energy.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They arrive at some studio.
Well, hold up. I will say, and I know we've talked about Alaysia maybe tuning people out, but when she said, "Nobody told me we were leaving," I was like, Alaysia,
I am sorry. 4 minute warning, bud.
We have the footage. Mm-hmm. You should not tone people out to that degree.
No. Well, it also just seems like she's starting her morning later. Because she just seems so far behind everyone. She needed to make sure she put on her Life as a Runway shirt again.
It was still in the dryer.
Because she's like, when she's brushing her hair, it's not like she's like, oh, I gotta do this. It's just like,
no, it's just like
contemplative.
Strand, the next strand. The next strand.
At this point, you're going to get your hair done. Don't brush it. Don't put makeup on. Don't brush your hair. Take a shower at night. Miss Jade already told you. Like, there are fixes, Alaysia. So they arrive at some studio in Brooklyn or Queens where Mr. J is just casually talking to someone.
Jerry
Metellus.
Metellus, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Tell us about
I read
Metellus.
This website too.
Yeah. Okay. Jerry Metellus's website.
We all read. I think for once, all of us did the same amount of research.
Good. I'll pull out highlights, and if there's something I missed, feel free to throw in.
Please.
It's very like a high school questionnaire to it.
Yes.
So from planet Earth by way of Haitian parents, born in New York, grew up in Montreal, says all this stuff, right? There's also a lot of strange capitalization that occurs in this. Languages, speaks French, Creole, English, and some Italian. And no, it's not to impress the ladies. Gross.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Which one, though? I assume it means the Italian.
Claim to fame. Heck, pick one. And then I appeared as a guest photographer on America's Next Top Model on 3 separate occasions. Cool. I'm glad we get to see more of Jerry Metellus. Then he says, also on the list, most of the main Las Vegas hotel and casinos, numerous ad agencies, and several local and national publications. In short, a whole lot of satisfied clients. Yes, they were too satisfied. What the fuck does that mean?
But wait, if I may, Alexander.
Please.
Works best with people with a sick sense of humor and an occasional potty mouth when the kids aren't around.
That tells me I don't want to work with Jerry Metellus.
And the hobbies are messing with people.
Mental pranks.
Entertaining folks and providing free therapy. For now, one day it'll cost you. I think it's a big flex for someone to be like, I like messing with people, but also providing therapy.
For the pranks I do.
I just want to throw out in the dislikes section, just about everyone and everything. Just kidding. People who walk around with the belief that the center of the universe, capitalized, has been lost and magically reappeared somewhere between their sternum and groin area. Now, first of all, so much plot. It was lost, then it reappeared. Where did the center of the universe go?
In someone's belly button.
Second of all, sternum and groin area is such like proper aunt language.
Does he mean between their breasts and genitals?
But for all this,
stomach?
He seemed fine on set.
He seemed fine on set.
I'm not even argue pretty good photography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does love a bracelet. Loves a bracelet.
We get some of the most ADR that we have ever received.
What happened? Was there a plane that landed while he said this?
And I don't like the idea that there are going to be two teams where they are encouraging heckling during work.
Oh my God, especially because he tries to justify it with, in the world of modeling, you can't always control your environment. But I'm pretty sure
that's your job.
Then most jobs, unless you're a comedian or an athlete, don't involve getting actively heckled.
And I'm going to say this. As someone who's been heckled on stage, what normally happens is that person does not stop when you take them down, which I've done successfully.
Yeah.
Then they get kicked out eventually. So you still can control the environment. All those fun videos you see of comedians taking down the heckler or whatever, you don't see the end result of that, which is if that person does not shut up, they get kicked
removed.
Out.
Yeah. I just... And then
also, get it. Why this week? What does this have to do with anything? This is the like blobbiest, most formless episode. Thank God we have Krista having fun as a through line, because the show did not give us much this week.
Also, they're going to be on teams, but there's seven of them, so it's going to be a 3-person team and a 4-person team. Okay.
And also, the team aspect will never play into it again.
No. Were you ready for the return of Weaven with an E, Stephen? Because I sure was not.
Weaven.
We just did not need to give Stephen more screen time.
And y'all, if you Google Derek J, you will find some wild, wild stuff. And you will not have to search for it. It is your first through sixth result.
He works for Candy Burris on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay. He was involved in a suit about a weave
last year.
His defense attorney was Portia. Please, I don't even think we should read them. I'm gonna give this as my holiday gift to you. Go Google Derek J.
Oh my God. I just
And that's not even, GW, that's not even the craziest one.
There's Hannah's another right, though, incident. Y'all. You'll never be ready for what this was.
There's another incident in 2012 where the salon literally came under fire because an unhappy client shot up the floor.
So this is all in a day's work for Derek Jones, what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Steven's embellished jeans and gold teeth.
You know what? I was expecting him to be a lot worse this episode, and he actually fades to the background very effectively.
Alaysia makes a unintentional political statement when she asks the question, where is this hair from?
Whose hair? What? Where did you get this hair from, first of all, is the question. And we've been seeing some speculation on Twitter recently about trying to guess what our opening quotes are going to be, because we don't tell each other either.
No.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I thought that was going to be Alexander's opening quote.
That would have been a very classic Alexander hat quote.
For sure. I will say, as my joke earlier about it being political, you've worn a wig, Alaysia. Mm-hmm. The idea of wig should not... You iconically ripped your fake wig off your head. So you've encountered a wig.
She's having a realization.
Oh, no.
A relation. I don't know.
So on time,
it was perfect. I regret nothing.
Not that the teams matter, but the Steven team is Krista, Anjali, Ansley, and Raina. Derek J is Jessica, Alaysia, Alexandra.
Is Alaysia on this team or is Yes on this team? Because Derek J says, on my team is Yes, Jessica, and Alexandra, and just gestures to Alaysia.
Jessica has her patented enthusiasm for, when are you going to get to wear real hair all over your body sewn into a freaking dress? Are you kidding me?
Jessica's peak of the week.
And Vincent says a very strange thing that made me wonder, is life real? Because he asks Raina about the time when she didn't have these eyebrows. When was that? When? We saw the childhood photos. She's always had these eyebrows.
Was there a shoot where she took them off? I can't remember one. I don't remember that at all. I loved any time in any reality show where they like strip down a confessional, remove the music because the person is being almost too real. And when Anjali is like, you didn't smell that. That glue? That glue smelled like, no, you smell it. It smelled gross. I loved it. Because for some reason, Anjali's the only one that's getting it glued to one arm.
With like full, like, glue.
Well, and apparently it smells like duty.
Jessica calls someone a 2-cent whore.
Well, that's during the heckling.
Yeah, these women's idea of what heckling is varies widely from person to person. For example, Alaysia becomes the teacher from Charlie Brown and just yells, wah, 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 wah.
Hey, she was very scared of womp womp.
True.
Well, and a lot of them just go, gross.
Drek.
Ew. Oh, yeah.
Raina yells, epic failure.
Epic failure.
I wish she was just like, pwned. Not leet.
It's one of those things, too, that if we're going by how the episode is edited, there seems to be more heckling at the start, and then people just get tired of doing it.
Yeah, it's a long day.
Also,
yeah. You have to come up with things.
Derek does not like Weaving Steven. He said that dress looked like pubes. Where was the lie?
That was the thing. I felt like the most successful heckling was when they were just making fun of the outfit, which also could hurt your confidence. Mm-hmm. And that way you don't have to heckle the model themselves, too. If there was a secret challenge to be had, that was the secret challenge.
Krista's secret challenge is this energizes Krista.
I love that she comes in with a reference.
Mm-hmm.
That and also
obviously
makes sense.
Knows that reference.
And has a full conversation about, do you think this will work? This is what I'm feeling. This is what I want to bring.
Mm-hmm. And they all looked great.
Professional.
Big question, though. We get another talking head about how much she wants number one picture. And she says that she wants it because she wants to know what that feels like so she can sleep on the runway for a night.
I'm glad you brought this to our attention, Hannah, because I also wrote that down as my big question of the episode.
What does that mean?
Maybe it means that everyone who gets a first call out, it's tradition to sleep on the runway and stare at your digital art until you go to sleep.
Maybe.
Digital art light. Digital art bright. First digital art I see tonight.
Wish I may. Strut I might. Wish for digital art tonight.
Wait, what does that say?
Magical dude. Maybe. You know how in future cycles they get like the Tyra suite?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Maybe this group got bored and created a fort on the runway and is like a little pillow fort.
Pillow fort.
But seriously, this makes no sense, right? Like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what it means at all.
Oh, maybe it means. Okay. I think I know.
Okay.
Maybe she's talking about the runway at panel. And if she gets a first call out, like she doesn't have to try.
Mm-hmm. She can just cruise.
She can sleep on
the runway. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay. Thank you for going on this journey with us, guys.
Another confusing thing was calling what Alexandra was doing spinning. She was not spinning. She was in a tornado of her own creation.
Just working too hard. I sort of sympathize with Alexandra here because when I get in situations like this where I can feel myself not doing well, my instinct is to push really hard and work really hard. When that is often not the thing that's going to be helpful.
I'm also going to say right now, Alexandra got the least
dress
fit.
Yep.
She didn't have multiple things to do. And she even kind of says that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. J responds to that by making her hop up and down in front of him. So demeaning. I hated that moment. And it's also so sad because they just kind of stop heckling Alex.
Yeah, because like they feel sad watching Alexandra.
Yeah.
Nothing happens back at the house as...
Not really. Ainsley said she's not going to go home, which...
I did enjoy a moment between Ainsley and Krista, who are apparently friends, because Krista...
Yeah, they're
like,
a team real.
Team real.
Krista's like, anybody could go home. I could go home. And then Ainsley goes, it's not you. Shut your mouth.
Just Ainsley being Ainsley.
She's absolutely correct, though.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
There are all these little glimpses we get of Ainsley, just like when that Rin joke from a while ago, and she's like, she wants to be at a bar in LA. That like, there's a fun kind of, I can't believe I'm going to say this, a realness to Ainsley sometimes. That's just, she's not going to put up with someone saying something that she's like, come on, that's stupid. Don't say that.
It's a shame that we don't get to see more relaxed Ainsley.
Yeah. At panel, all the goodwill that Tyra had with her harem pantsuit is gone out the window.
This is the worst one, right?
From H to T, the wrong fabric, it's poorly made, she needs a bra, the lapels are saggy, the cuffs?
You know what I'm going to say? The sternum to groin area is real problematic.
Yeah. And she... benefit of a doubt that it might have been inklings of the bit about to come, but when she introduces Whitney Port, who's our guest judge,
yeah,
she goes, and you all know Whitney, who is the star of the city. It's just like, I was like, there definitely was a second part to that sentence that you just decided to edit away. And then
the sleepy bit.
At least the shepherd can get it.
Sure, but he's not Kiwi. He's not a New Zealander.
No, crazy.
It should be the best way to catch some Zeds, and he's just like, the best way to catch some Z's.
You know,
Australian.
You know that if that actor had said Zeds, that would have confused those women too hard. I wish we'd saw more of the sheeps.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The filter. It made it seem like this was being done elsewhere. Like, the sheep couldn't be in the same room because they might murder the models.
Which is so funny because they're definitely looking down at them. Like, there's too many camera shots of them being like, oh, it's real, like a real sheep.
Then the stupidest part of this bit comes out. I'm catching a Z.
Hey, I think it's working.
I'm also catching a Z. How about me?
Just the one.
Yeah, just one, not Z's like it is. And then Tyra pulls down... a projector banner screen.
And I will say, for a second, I did think, I was like, oh no, Tyra's didn't go down far enough. So I got a little tricked.
So she pulls down a sign that includes the following images. The New Zealand flag.
Sure.
A Kiwi warning sign. A view of Auckland.
Okay.
A view of mountains. The Sky Tower, two times. For some reason. The Auckland Harbor Bridge.
Okay.
A Maori totem pole. And I'm pretty sure a goat and not a lamb. And the font that looks so cheap. The most clip-arty font we could get. Was this supposed to move and they had a problem? And so therefore they just had to make a still image?
This reveal took such a long time. And yet also, after all of that reveal, literally a banner that says New Zealand, knowing that you're at the top seven, about to become the top six, Alaysia still goes, what?
What?
They've also
still
fully given up on offering a fashion reason for the destination.
Oh, yeah.
There's like, you're going to New Zealand.
Vacation. Andre has a hotel, maybe.
Andre's invested in wool.
That's what all his pantsuits are made out of. He's forcing Tyra to be in. Tyra forces the world's most roundabout pun in history. After all the Z imagery, she goes, but one of you is going to have to stay in the U.S. of A.
And A was in quotes. So if you didn't get the joke, captions made sure you did.
Captions are helping.
They're crunching.
I'd like that Jessica's first, yeah.
Jessica is first.
Mm-hmm. I like that Jessica has just fully given up on trying to impress them with clothing and is now just white shirt, jeans.
Does not care.
And sneakers. Oh, you didn't like my shoes last week? Here, I can definitely walk in these.
You know what? Good, Jessica.
And wisely says as little as possible during judging.
She didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to go on a... I want to start first because I defend Jessica so much as my model basic. I do not like this photo.
The pose is stiff. The hands are bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And the feet...
Her face aren't is... It's her worst face. It's her worst face.
She's doing literally nothing. And yeah, she just seems like weird.
She... You know, the photos we've loved most from her, particularly the, you know, fake fashion, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She had so much spark and energy, and this really, even though she's in the air, just doesn't seem to have much energy at all.
No, it looks like she's in a harness.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like the energy of jumping. It's just like a hanging there.
Yeah. The shoes did not help, which is a styling
no.
issue.
Shoot,
these clear heels.
But yikes. Also, I'll say this, that if you are put in those, then maybe you should think to yourself, oh, that's not going to look... She just got obsessed with jumping.
But mm-hmm. Everyone had these ugly shoes.
Yes.
Yeah. She got obsessed with jumping. And this was... I was surprised that the panel seem to mostly enjoy it. I was very surprised because I was like, oh, this is the beginning of the end for Jessica.
Yeah, I don't get this photo. Mm-mm. But talking about photos, I don't get. Krista is next. And I liked Krista's modeling. There was no way this was her best, right?
Well, especially since Tyra says every single picture she took was amazing.
It looks like she just landed. And it's a real disservice to Krista.
I like it more than you do. I think she really captured the movement of the outfit. And I do think her face looks pretty incredible.
Her face is great. And it's another angle on her face we haven't seen, which I appreciate.
With all her modeling and where you saw the hair flip and there was energy. This just feels like the second shot of that.
Well, knowing that her reference was Grace Jones, if you looked at this picture, you would not get that reference. And so I think that's a disservice to other shots she might have had. I'm also going to say that they compliment Krista's outfit and then cut right to Ugg boots.
Yeah.
Were they Uggs?
They were not Ugg adjacent, if not.
They were ugly.
She does just look like a model walking up to them, though. She always has, so it's weird that they're making such a point of it now.
No.
Because
she literally looks like she always looks, which is fresh, easy.
Well, and speaking of changing hair, she doesn't wear that clip-on ponytail.
It's never happened.
Sometimes it's in photos, goes in her aspiring actress one, but we don't know if that was her pony.
No, Krista doesn't wear it.
No.
Ansley is next. What a stink cloud of a picture this is.
I'm going to give Ansley that I kind of like her with that skinny black headband and that black sweater.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's not been the best dressed at panel, so I'll give her that.
Yeah.
I see what they're saying about her face. She really does have I really feel like she has figured out her face on camera.
Yeah, and I don't think she necessarily has the easiest face.
No.
She actually had to figure out the angles and planes of her face.
For sure.
This is not a good photo, but it's also not my least favorite.
No, it does feel like she's being eaten by her dress. Because her hand
is about to come up and attack.
Yeah.
It's Venom taking over.
Mm-hmm.
It is my least favorite of this week. There's not a lot of redeeming qualities to it for me.
Alaysia is next.
Man, somehow this turned out great.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's also not my favorite.
It's not my favorite, but I quite like it. And you know what? I'm going to say this. I get what they're saying. That if you have 50 frames and it's a competition setting, you want to show variety, you know Tyra's going to be looking at that film. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Alaysia looked at this outfit, figured out what was probably going to look good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And did that enough times to get a stunning picture in the face and body as well.
And I don't think there was necessarily, she could have done this and not had that train look that cool. Like, I'm sure there were shots where it did not look this good.
Well, that's what I think happened. I think she practiced. She's learned that you have to practice. And she's figured out that this was a problem. Because I don't think she got an easy dress.
No.
And so she had to flick this 50 times to make sure she got it in one. Because she probably, and I think her legs are kind of really cool. There's something real bordello about this in a real cool way. Mm-hmm. I like this photo.
To me, I got red carpet from it. This is one of the few that
it's the hair that really gives me
I could see someone wearing a reference to this dress on a red carpet though.
It's not my favorite, but I do think it's really pretty great.
Yeah. I think it does the brief, right? Which was sell the hair and the motion of the hair.
It's just weird to me that it doesn't feel like anyone but... And Andre Leon Talley is going to give Alaysia credit for anything she ever does. So it's weird to me that no one else gives her that much credit at all.
Agreed. Alexandra is next.
Why do they show us the weird, awkward exchange of places between Alexandra and Alaysia?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's very odd. This is my least favorite photo.
This is my least favorite photo too.
Controversial. I don't dislike this photo at all. In fact, it's one of my favorites.
Really?
To me, if this was a spread, I could so easily see this as the third or fourth picture. I really can. I just think it's actually the one of the loveliest angles on her face.
Oh, I hate how far back so far back it is. I hate going right up her nose.
Yeah, me too.
I don't dislike it. There was something really interesting about it to me and something a little dance-like.
Yeah, I find the pose really contrived because
I agree.
That. It's very like, I'm like, I took a ballet lesson once.
It seems like she's straining to hold it. That's what I get a lot of strain from this picture.
Yeah. Hey, I'm ready for everyone to disagree with me, but I objectively like this photo.
There is something a little funny, Ladies Magazine, about it, because I think she has kind of a classic face, but I don't like this photo at all. And also it's rude to give her this shapeless gown that even like erases her breasts.
Yeah.
She did get the worst outfit for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so funny to talk about on this photo shoot.
Anjali is next.
Why is Anjali so nervous about this photo?
I enjoyed this exchange with Tyra. You ready to see your photo? Not really. Not really. Well, it's coming anyway.
But why? That seems like a weird...
I don't know. Maybe she had a really hard time.
We just didn't see that on set that I remembered, so I was a little surprised by that.
This might be a controversial take. I don't like this photo.
I don't like it either.
Me either.
It feels... Okay, good. Because it feels very heavy.
I think she had better ones.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
I think Tyra saw this, and as Tyra's like, it's so different. And, you know, sometimes she, like, gets an idea where she, you know, oh, your face is mostly covered in hair. It's amazing. It's so different.
It just seems like she landed so hard in this photo. There's no, as light as the hair is of like lifting everything, my knees hurt looking at this photo.
This is also a really tough outfit because it's just not fitted to her at all.
No, she has a wig pasty on.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also got one of the worst outfits. I don't know. I think we're being a little generous that I don't remember her on set when I was watching her having the biggest variety of poses. I think she got really obsessed with getting the arm to do something, which I get because it's a big like centerpiece of the outfit. But this is just, I don't like her face. I don't like her body. The whole thing's kind of blurry.
I agree.
Mm, yeah, I don't like it.
And Reyna is last.
And yes, Reyna is our new villain and she deserves it. But this picture, I think, is really good.
Yeah,
I really like it. I think it's kind of wild that she looks like she's floating like she does. And I love that it's a very different angle on her face. It's also not that kind of fierce expression.
Yeah, there's something really dreamy about it, which is impressive since she's wearing a heavy air coat.
I like this photo a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's really solid. I think that she got the movement without it feeling dancery, jumpy. It just kind of feels like mid-motion. And yeah,
it's incidental almost in a really cool way.
And talking about bad outfits, hers was fully open. Mm-hmm. She made this a dress because it was a coat with nothing underneath it.
Yeah, this is another one that Andre says he would actually buy the coat part of it. I think it's funny now looking at all these, how dancery so many of them became. And yet Alaysia, the person who has the gift of
dance,
has the full standing one. What an affront to Tyra.
Private panel.
I'm going to say this about Andre Leon Talley. I think I've noticed a pattern, and I'll be interested to see if it continues. And I get why. I think sometimes he judges the outfits and the styling more than he's judging the actual modeling.
Interesting.
And I agree with that.
Job.
And I, again,
so it's not surprising that would happen.
I get that. And to do it in front of to the models in panel, what they're wearing, absolutely. That's why he's there. But I'm just like, some of his critiques for these photos, I was like, yeah, but you mean the outfit mostly.
Well, yeah, I think that's great guest judge energy when you're like, I'm like an Anshel cat, right? Where she's like, I need this in a magazine. What is it giving me? Like,
this hairdress would never make it into 17.
Sure. But like the idea of like, I could sell this. I could do that. Like, I'm looking at it as an editor. I think he focuses too hard on it. And because he's there permanently, some photos get judged higher because the styling was better.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough because I do think that perspective is valuable in that you should, you know, he really takes it as I'm looking at pictures of working models who are working, but it's also not really what the competition is.
I like that he likes Jessica's photo, but wants to critique it like he doesn't when he says, I like the position of all of her limbs. However,
He said, I don't like the position
of her limbs.
Oh, captions made
crunch
that.
You.
Crunched me hard.
See, it helps you and
takes it away. Either way, the sentence was, I'll still put the don't in it and it still won't make sense. I don't like the position of her limbs. However, her face is also great. Like, no, there's no version of this sentence that works.
We need to... Drek needed to be retired like 4 or 5 episodes ago, but it is now everyone's saying it, and it sounds not correct in anyone's mouth.
It's not.
And Tyra's latched onto it more than anyone.
Because they're also Nigel's using it in different form. Like, Nigel tries to use it as an adjective, which it's not.
Now, let me say this. Tyra says a word and uses it correctly that I had to look up that I had never heard before. Prison.
Frison.
And a sudden strong feeling of excitement or fear, a thrill.
So she used it correctly?
Yeah.
Weird. So now she's now learning a word for panel.
Yeah. Y'all.
She's also back on her wolf shit with Reyna.
Well. Y'all.
Pitch. Top model / pod leadum. Word of a day calendar.
Would you buy?
As the word is defined in the show.
Ethereal. Blonde.
I love it.
Hey, in the survey down below, would you buy such a thing? Yes, no, or just sell us fucking buttons and shirts, guys.
I also love if you just put the poll question, would you buy such a thing, so they don't have the context unless they listen to the whole episode.
Uh-huh, yeah. Hey, you know what? To give Nigel the littlest credit, he now understands that plus-size models can have a career.
What growth.
And that people like them.
Yeah.
Not
also,
him.
So my one little credit for Nigel is that that is a pretty good sheep noise.
Not bad.
It tickled Andre Leon Talley in a way he wasn't expecting. Also, Anjali, for some reason, challenges Andre as to what a model is. And I'm like, what?
She's tall and skinny and beautiful.
She's everything every model, every like successful model is.
I think, yeah, it seems like what's cut out about it is her backstory.
Her energy, perhaps.
Yeah. Just from knowledge of Anjali and who Anjali is and where Anjali came back, it seems very like, could you imagine a model coming from Buffalo?
Buffalo. Sixborough, Buffalo, New York.
Call out order.
And this is where we find out.
Well.
That what a week to really be going for first photo. Because the person who gets a first photo gets to fly in a first class.
And it is, of course, for story reasons. Mm-hmm. Krista.
I don't think it's just for story.
I mean, it's not just. I'm saying the editing has been Krista better fucking win or she's done.
I was so excited for her though to work for it and then get it on the day when you also get to fly in first class is like so satisfying.
Yeah, guys, I have flown to New Zealand. And I was a child. My parents took me and my sister to New Zealand as children. Ooh. 18 hours from California. They clearly are going to have to, I don't know if they're going to learn this in the episode. They clearly had to stop in LA probably and change planes or take a break or refuel. Because that is a trip.
Tyra describes first class as, darling, can I have some caviar with my tea? And first of all, ugh.
Yeah, do you not know what either of those things are?
I thought that was hilarious.
I like it, but I just love the idea of Krista being like, yeah, let's order it.
Two things. It could be. Would I buy caviar and champagne? Sure. Okay. That makes sense to me.
I love caviar.
Or are we saying caviar like tapioca pearls in tea?
Oh, like a bubble tea?
Like a bubble tea.
Yes, good. Also, I just don't understand why first class to her is British sensibilities. Like, because tea to me isn't expensive.
No, tea is kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Can be. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So funny.
Anjali is second.
Weird. But they
very
liked it.
Weird.
They liked it.
Fully bottom two for me, I'm going to say it right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does everyone have to say I'm going to New Zealand?
It does seem like at a certain point, enough people do it that it becomes compulsory.
Yeah.
Reyna is third.
Would have been my number two.
Yeah.
Me too.
Then Jessica.
And I gotta say, for someone who was very excited about wearing a hairdress, where's that enthusiasm for New Zealand?
No.
Very strange to me. Or maybe she's just so scared of giving the panel anything now that she's just trying to get out of there as fast as possible.
Yeah, I'm gonna be generous and say that I feel like Jessica just doesn't, she gets criticized for everything she does in panel so often now that she's probably just trying to blank slate herself.
Just traumatized from the last one still, I
well,
guess.
Tyra is not having it, though. Tyra is like, okay, well, you're also going to New Zealand. I didn't hear you say it, Jessica.
And then Tyra takes it out on the next person because Alicia gets
this is rude
up.
As hell. I hate this.
She was trying to like gotcha her, right?
Yeah. I've never been out of the country before. Really? Even Canada? No. Mexico? Like, Alicia knows what a country is.
It was a classic mocking Tyra to list.
The worst of the two lists.
I just don't understand why they can't allow Alicia to have fun in panels. She, yeah. She
also,
gets to do bits.
Hard to believe because Alicia's so worldly and sophisticated.
And 18.
Also, there are so many contestants that say it's their first time overseas, out of the country, etc.
Yeah, she's not even the only one in this group.
Probably, for sure.
Which leaves Alexandra and Ansley in the bottom.
That would have
two.
Been my bottom two as well.
Yeah, and I think Angelie was third.
Regardless, I was going to send Ansley home.
Sure. By the editing of this episode, that didn't seem the case.
I know. I was surprised because of the editing. I thought they were about to send Alexander home.
Tyra also feels the need to explain what a beauty model is and what H to T is.
Oh, God. Working so hard for H to T.
Or as we say, H to T.
Remember last episode when we said that the worst thing you could do to Alexandra is exclude her from a team? New low for Alexandra. Tell her that she has a lack of drive for competition.
Devastating.
They also tell Alexandra, from this, you wouldn't say Alexandra stays, because they say Alexandra takes pretty decent pictures. Pretty decent.
Good Lord.
Whatever you feel about her photos, it's rude to say that and then keep her.
Now that you're saying it, I am surprised. Given what we've gotten, it so often in Top Model, maybe it's just because we're so used to it, when you get the edit of given up
or not wanting it enough,
you're gone.
And then when they send Ansley home, she says to her, Miss Face, oh my gosh, oh, I'm so upset.
As Ansley is crying, Tyra says, oh, I'm so upset.
I wish Ansley had said there's a way to fix it. Ainsley goes out is a nickname gal because she says to Jessica, don't ever change, Bubbles.
She also says, bye, ladies, you all look lovely.
Oh,
where's that energy been?
I truly wonder if there is, like we're saying, we get these hints of it. We know editing is a powerful tool. And I am not excusing her negative moments, but I do think that there's a potential. There's just the fact that she had a nickname specific to Jessica and we never even saw them interact that I remember. It means it's just there's a whole friendship cut out.
And before Ansley gets sent away home, Tyra reveals to Krista that she gets to pick a friend to sit next to her.
This, I loved this moment. The hell yeah, my boo. And they're so excited to be flying in first class together, Krista and Angelie.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm glad, because otherwise, what a boring,
trip. It's so long.
Yeah, the rest of the girls will be able to talk to one another in chat. Krista,
jokes out loud.
Chugging caviar and tea in first class.
And then, as Ansley leaves, we get a shot of the elevator door closing, and we see Alicia's handprints on the metal door.
I noticed it too.
I just wanted to note, Ansley also said that she'd never been out of the country.
Yeah.
When she was leaving, so.
I bet there's even more that haven't.
Jessica doesn't strike me as a world jet setter.
Well, and when you have a kid young, you're probably not. When you have a kid that young,
when you are small town and not particularly well off because traveling is expensive, and you've got, you know, husband and child, like, I don't know. It's weird to me that Top Model's aghast when people haven't traveled, but also I hadn't been out of the country at that age.
I only did because my dad was a travel agent for a while.
This is a very short update. Ansley Payne.
Wow. Ansley gonna Ansley even Payne.
Miss Payne. Though now she goes by Ansley Payne Franklin. Her Instagram is Ansley Payne, and Payne is spelled P-A-Y-N-E. And as of 2020, she is working at Owens farm equipment in Homer, Georgia. So she's still in Georgia. And y'all, there is little to nothing on Ansley. There are a couple of, I think, test shots, very little modeling, very little social media. There's one quote that I want to say from an interview with a local paper that did it when she came back. Also, the picture of her they had for that was much darker hair, much straighter hair, which was interesting. I wanted to look back on the show and be proud of myself and not be disappointed in myself. I told my mom the day before I left, no matter what happened, I was always going to be myself. I wasn't going to alter anything from who I am. So if my family and friends watch the show, they would know 110% that's me.
No.
I wanted to give people who I really am, not somebody I'm not. What a long-winded way to say Ansley 247.
35-8. Yeah.
Got so much unexpected enjoyment out of Ansley.
Ironic enjoyment.
Great for the podcast. So many jokes.
Yeah.
What are we going to do now?
You know I mean, for Ansley, we're going to Ansley.
We got an Ansley on.
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember that much of Ansley. I thought she made the top six. So I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but in my head, she had a top photo at some point. Like, she was one of those people that got, like, an early one, so it's kind of why she stuck around. Everything about Ansley was a surprise to me, and I just clearly missed her.
Delightful, mostly.
Just an amalgam. I must have amalgamated her with other contestants in my head.
Yeah, I think it doesn't surprise me that Ansley didn't do anything afterwards, because she gave full energy of, if this doesn't work, fuck it, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it was a very, I'm going to shoot my shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, which we've had worse. I mean, Tatiana literally just did it because someone begged her to audition. Did you feel represented, though, finally, Hannah?
As a mother.
Mother. Because I know you weren't represented by Hannah. So maybe.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Maybe by
Hannah. Those only Hannah's from Alaska. I'll miss her more than I thought I would.
Me too, kind of.
And if you also will weirdly Ansley miss Ansley 583, you can rate, review, and subscribe to this Ansley podcast, Ansley.
There was someone who I think is Meredith. I apologize if I'm getting this wrong, but there was a fan who tweeted a picture of that Amanda Bynes sketch where she's like, and that's me, where she put Ansley's face over it and said, that's me, Ansley.
You can reach out to us at podleetup.com. You can send us something in our P.O. box. You can also leave those hot, hot reviews and ratings, I believe, now on Spotify. And as always, Apple Podcasts.
If we timed this correctly.
Let's see if Anchor and Spotify get their shit together. You can also find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
Reach out on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm what? Nope, did it wrong. Hey, guys. Second take. Don't even edit this out, Alexander. People need to know I'm relatable. I'm on Twitter at JW Krupp.
And be sure to use the hashtag PodLeadem anytime you do. Otherwise, won't see it. I don't know. Scouring. No longer.
Sorry.
So for PodLeadem, I have been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Krupp.
And we'll see you on top.
PodLeadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.